You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
We have a special command in Parshat Kedoshim, and that is to rebuke another fellow Jew. It says, Hochiach tochiach et amitecha. So this command, which is a direct command from the Torah, that one should have care about another Yehudi to direct them. So now the Gemara question is, Hakam says, Hochiach tochiach. She should say, Hochiach. It is emphasizes. It says, Hochiach tochiach et amitecha, velo tisa alav chet. You have for sure to rebuke him. So why does it say twice?
Yeah, rebuke yourself first.
One explanation here is that we can learn when it says hochiach tochiach, so it could mean that before rebuking somebody else, we have to see our hands are clean before rebuking other people. So that means Maybe I'm not any better than him. But instead, the question states that you have to rebuke anyway. You have to rebuke. It says you have to have care for another Yehudi to rebuke him. So one explanation here is, first, look at yourself, and then rebuke other people. The Gemara brings another reason. That when it says hochiach tochiach, that means 100 times. Even 100 times.
What if somebody doesn't listen?
Yeah, we'll get to that part. No, is that a shame? So if it would not really workable. So now, when you rebuke somebody 100 times, so he said, benefitable or practical? No? So how come the Gemara tells you something that might not be workable? So if what happens, you tell somebody 100 times. So now, if you tell somebody that he needs to correct a matter, would he like it?
No.
Would not like it?
One, twice, third time.
No, once. He would like it?
Yeah, once.
Yes. He would accept it?
Some
so if you tell him twice, would it make things better or worse?
Depends how you rebuke.
Ah, that's true. That depends how you rebuke. So now, but when the Gemara teaches us, the reason that it says rebuke and again rebuke, that means 100 times. So now, if I tell him once, he doesn't listen to me. If I tell him twice, he's going to listen to me.
No.
If you tell him three times, four times, five times, you're not going to see him anymore. You're not find him anymore. You call him, the number has been changed. You cannot find him anymore. So how come Gemara is offering a patent that might not work? Welcome to the 100 times. You understand?
You should show him the way you yourself acting so he understands.
But you're bragging, no? You're bragging. So, you know, I'm like this, you're like that, you know, you don't know what to do. What is wrong with you? How many times I have to tell you? How come you're not listening to me? How come you're playing with your cell phone? I'm talking to you. Gemara teaches us that to tell somebody 100 times, obviously, it will cause more damages than to be benefit. But the Gemara means something else. Gemara is offering a very, very, very interesting pattern. And that is, whatever you want to tell somebody, whatever point that you feel that he has to fix himself, cut it off to 100 portion. Yes, sir?
So little by little by little.
Yeah. So that means, don't give him a big punch at the first time. You have to put it in a way that gradually, little by little, give him a hint, give him a story. So I heard this, you know. So it means in life to be able to convince people that maybe to, you know, to behave a different way is not an easy task. It's very tough, very tough. Why? You know, anybody to get up in the morning and look at the mirror and say, what is this? You see anybody, anyone that, you know, complaining about himself in the mirror?
On the head, yes.
Huh?
On the head.
You know? No, the problem is everybody loves himself. No? That's when you become offended. Why? You say, why are you talking to me like this? Well, you know, what did he do to you? Why are you acting like this? So here, the point that Gemara is teaching us, that you have to be cautious as it continues. Lo tisa alav chet. What does that mean? That means that when you rebuke, it should not be in a way that he's a sinner. The way we look at people, say, how come you do this? You know, you're not supposed to do this. What is, you know, going on in your head? So that means, the way the Gemara is teaching us, that they have to direct people. First, you have to give value to people. First, you have to bring them up. And then, present your opinion. But God forbid, if you bring him down, and then you tell him, you know, that's how you should do. First of all, that's not going to work. Why? Because when you downgrade people, Chas v'Shalom, so then it's very hard to imagine I can be better. But when you bring him up, you know, you're such a special person. You have such a beautiful neshama. You have such a holy neshama. And this doesn't go with you. Because you're much, much greater than this. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us, that you could just throw people away by feeling that, you know, things has to be in a different way, and people did terrible things, and you'll not be able to fix it anymore. Or try to cut down. That's what exactly Gemara is teaching us. When he says 100 times, not do the same thing 100 times. Your rebuke has to be like, you know, people on Shabbatot especially. What do they have in your Sauda? What do they have usually? The best thing that they like to have?
Fiji.
No. They call it Israeli salad. Persian, they call it salad Shirazi. They chop the cucumber, the tomato. You have those? Have you had it? Yeah? Cut it, you know, chop it. That's what Gemara means. You have to chop your rebuke. But it's very, very hard. Why? Because you want to tell him all at once, you want to fix it right away. Disaster all the way.
But you still need a lot of patience for that.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah, see, this is direct command from the Torah. That means, like, for example, let's say you stick your hand in your pocket and you see there's a quarter missing. So what do you do? Huh? What I'm saying?
It's the other pocket.
Yeah, pocket. It's not there. You had a quarter, it's missing. Ah, you see, there's a hole. Oh, there was a hole. So what do you do now? Fine, but what's the next step? That quarter is not there. What do you do now?
Fix the hole.
No, you need to go to work. You need to go to work. So now the quarter is not there. So what do you do? Huh?
So you go to work.
You go to the work.
Yeah.
Go to work. So now, the next day, see, hey, there's $100 bill is missing. $100 bill. All the way, look. So what do you do now?
You look more.
And then?
And then you go to work.
You go to work. So now, in the morning, you get up, you see, your Rolex watch is not there. What do you do now? What do you know? Huh? You go to work?
No.
You're not going to do work. You search everywhere, under the carpet, under the fridge, everywhere. You're not going to give up, you know. Rolex, it's just a quarter around the dollar bill. Tatan is teaching us, the same way you're not going to give up. And the Rolex watch, every Yehudi exactly is a diamond. You have to save him. But you have to be careful, Chas v'Shalom, to not lose him. So that means, be cautious. When you try to direct a fellow Jew, Chas v'Shalom.
Sometimes we have a short time. Not have much time to wake him up.
Fine. That's true. But the point of the matter here is, the first rule is, you have to do Salat Shirazi. You have to chop it. So you give the first portion, and then you ask Hashem, you know, I did whatever I was able to do. You do the rest. But Chas v'Shalom, don't give up on the Rolex watch. And that's a very, very keen point that in life you have to know. In every relationship that we have at home, you know, kids, marriage, you have to be careful that one action, Chas v'Shalom, you can just lose it. And the task here is to save, not Chas v'Shalom, to miss out. Hashem Yisakenu, B'zad Hashem, to find a Rolex watch. And he gave B'zad Hashem Yeshuot, B'sorot Tovot, the Kolam.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.